This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from our Tampa Bay Salem Media flagship station right here in Tampa. Two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, remember, a special shout-out always goes out to our active military and our veterans and our first responders, whether they're police, fire, EMS, whatever, to the truck drivers that are out there, to the Coast Guard, and everybody that's out there making a difference, keeping us free and safe. We appreciate everything you do. Now, we also appreciate everybody that's out there working, the regular blue-collar workers out there, especially our over-the-road truck drivers that are out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border with the semis, the 18-wheelers, and, of course, our bulk mail center drivers out there getting the mail delivered, as well as our suicide jockeys delivering the fuel, the gas, and the diesel to the gas stations. Appreciate all that. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab, Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social as at Captain's America, and we're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And you can find us at our website, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check all of that out, and you'll know what we're doing when we're doing it. So there you go. All right, joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel, and that would be Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as the host of a show called Military Matters. And he's here with us every Tuesday and Thursday. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Hey, when I hear you open up with the Our Army song, I have to remind myself and others that it's not just the caissons that are going rolling on. It's the ground-pounding infantrymen and us tankers that...
Yeah.
We're rolling along.
Yep. Tankers lead the way.
Cool.
All right. Let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag,
Of the United, States of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic,
For which it stands.
One nation. Under God. Indivisible. With liberty. And justice. For all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we will remind you about that all day long. Well, Colonel, there's been some interesting conversations coming from the G7 this week, if you will, and the NATO people as well. They're talking about this possibility of some sort of military attack coming from Russia on one of the NATO countries over to the east in the next year or so. I've heard that several times so far this week. In the meantime, I've also heard NATO say they want to take 300,000 troops and scatter them out through there.
Yeah, Captain, NATO has talked, it's been weeks, you know, they talked about, and they have begun repositioning of NATO forces more forward towards the lines. But it's hard to disseminate and without access to real intelligence what's driving that, because Russia, of course, has been saber-rattling publicly for a long time, threatening you between everything as far as, you know, conventional to nuclear threat to NATO and NATO forces. So it's hard to separate out that and whether how much of this announcements by NATO and those in the G7, because, of course, the war in Ukraine was topic number one and right up front with the G7 and coinciding with what's going on with NATO. But I don't know whether that is just a way to rationalize expenditure of more money and capital, put things forward, or whether it's really genuine intelligence saying that Russia is going beyond saber rattling. But, of course, you know, it's our business, in the business of defense of the free world, is to be prepared for the worst. So we'll see what discounts for that. So the Russian side, that's not new. Actual maneuvers. And, of course, there were some economic measures that were taken. I think they announced about six continuing or increasing about six measures against China out of these seven on economic measures against China. And, of course, while all this is going on in the G7, Vladimir Putin was traveling around Central Asia, mustering his allies in Central Asia on his behalf. So, I mean, that's kind of foreboding. Yeah, we got to keep our eyes and ears to the rail. We got to know what is coming.
Okay, we have an interesting political story here that just came across the wire. Are you familiar with the Cook Political Report?
I am.
Okay, the Cook Political Report now has officially moved, then their words, not mine, now has officially moved six House races this fall to the GOP that were Democrat.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that report out of Cook Report. I'm familiar with them, but I haven't followed. But, that tells you it's interesting. And, you know, I know you've had a lot of discussion about all the issues that the left is grasping straws at from, you know, the Supreme Court Roe v. Wade rulings and all that. But all the issues that really are at the forefront and will come back to the forefront big time are play into the Republican Party's hands, and that's crime, the rule of law, and the economy, stupid. And so that does that surprise me? Not one bit. And the Cook Report, if I remember right, you may know better than I do, has called it pretty closely in the past about such things. So that's worth note, and may well have some ground in truth.
Well, we will find out soon enough now, won't we? All right, hold that thought, Colonel. We're going to break, and folks, when we come back, more with Lieutenant Colonel retired Kevin Wright from the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. He's the chairman there. And I shall return with more. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, thank you very much, Kathy. We appreciate you doing that. In this portion of the program, my conversation with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive and the Moss Nissan dealerships. Now, the Moss Nissan dealerships are going to be adding a brand new dealership. This one's going to be up in Brooksville, probably around the 10th to 15th, we're guessing, and I'm guessing, so I'm not going to be specific. I'm going to give you like a window, 10th to 15th of July. They're looking at maybe sooner than that, but I doubt it. We'll see, because I'm going up there this weekend to take a quick peek and see what's going on. But Nissan locations right now are open for business in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And, of course, the all-new Moss Nissan coming on State Route 50, U.S. This is State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway up there in Brooksville. Now, remember, they are the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active military, all veterans, all first responders, and church pastors, too, get a great deal offered to them. Clean trade-ins? Got them. New cars? Got them. And don't forget, Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, whatever it is that you decide to get. That means free oil prices, changes and tire rotations as well. So, check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide open for you. All right. Here he is again, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel, and thanks for being here as a guest. We really appreciate it, and the people appreciate it, too.
Well, good morning, Captain. I appreciate being able to spend time with you on America's Third Watch every morning.
All right. I want to pay humble respect to a hero by any sense of the word, And that is Herschel Woody Williams. Died at the age of 98 yesterday morning, 3:15 in the morning. We were on the air broadcasting at that time. I had no idea about this. I found out about it, like everybody else, during the course of the evening last night. He was the last living World War II Veteran Medal of Honor recipient. I had the opportunity, Colonel, to meet him one time when he was here in town. It was the greatest honor of my life. He was so down to earth, it wasn't funny. And it was a Gold Star family event that was also going on. And he was very big into the Gold Star families.
Well, I think that's incredible that you had the opportunity to meet him. I have not, but I'll tell you, yeah, as soon as I picked up on that story yesterday, I, of course, posted that because the folks on the Military Matters Facebook page and in the newsletter when it comes out, that's something of interest to all of us of all generations. And I didn't know that much about him, but I read him, and then I do what I do. When I pick up on a story that, I go back to different pages to see what others are saying, and it's amazing. They everywhere reiterated what you just said about what, not just his past and what he did as a hero in World War II, but also what he did to continue to contribute as a great American beyond that. And like was talked about earlier on Third Watch, his legacy beyond that with Gold Star and otherwise, that's what old soldiers, some of them don't even fade away. You know, they may pass away, leave their earthly bounds, but they don't fade away. Their memory and their contribution as Americans and patriots drives on, and that's what Military Matters and America's Third Watch and folks like you and I are all about. It's about making sure that we don't forget the prices paid, sacrifices made by those who serve and have served the nation in military uniform.
That's right. That's very right. By the way, in lieu of the abortion decision that was made last week by the Supreme Court, we now have retailers limiting the Plan B abortion pills, the purchases, and the demand for that is rising upwards. People were trying to buy 6, 8, 10, 12 packages, whatever they could get of the stuff, and they've cut it down a lot of places to one or two, and that's it, period. It's all you get.
Yeah, and of course, it's interesting. There's going to be a different turn to this every day for sure, but yeah, I mean, that opens up. I mean, I think you've talked about it before, about the potential for black market and profiteering over the abortion industry and all that, because money drives so many things. It's not all about providing services for women. It's a money manufacturing thing. And, you know, we worry about price gouging on gasoline prices and all that. And like the other day, I made the mistake of not going driving a half mile. I could have saved 8 cents a gallon, and I wasn't careful enough, and I need to do better at that. But, you know, women and men, they're going out there trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies or whatever that they're doing, that's good. That's an industry unto itself, and that's one thing that gets forgotten. There was, and there will continue to be, an abortion industry that is about making money, not about doing right by women. And that's sad, but yeah, we'll see.
Load Gas Buddy into your smartphone. You'll know where the price is.
Yeah, and great advice, Captain. And I wish I'd been following a couple days ago, but I was in a hurry to get someplace, and
okay.
I made poor judgment.
All right, let me go to the phone line. We got Backgammon Bob in here. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
Yes, Captain. Isn't NATO really more a question of of geography and Europe defending rather than like the European Union is an economic thing, which really? I don't know whether or not Britain hasn't opted out of that, but isn't it in Sweden and Finland coming into NATO, which will make more of a solidified front as to the continent of Europe defending against essentially the continent of Asia? And that's what do you think that Finland and Sweden will make a good addition? Well, in line that it seems that they seem to think that they will really make a good addition, both in capability of defense and technology. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, two words. Can't hurt. Go ahead, Colonel.
Yeah, well, one thing he highlights that I haven't mentioned, of course, we talked last week about Turkey having vetoed the introduction of Finland and Sweden, but well, they lifted that veto. I don't know what kind of deal or what kind of negotiations went on with Turkey to make that. That would be interesting to know. But I think he's right in one respect. Yeah, geographically, if nothing else, Finland and Sweden is very important. And philosophically, Finland and Sweden, in many ways, is a better fit for NATO than Turkey has been. Because Turkey has held on because, for a long time, its very secular military held the government, which is an Islamic government, at bay. And that has fell to the wayside. So that is kind of a good news story. But I've argued for a long time that the European Union should have gone beyond just being economic and should have started to buttress a lot of the defense of Europe and lifting the weight off the United States of America from having to do that in Europe and elsewhere. Now it looks like we got both going on. Europe is stepping up both economically and by extension militarily, and NATO is stepping up right there. So, I mean, there's some things in there that provide some security reliance, but on the other hand, are a cause for concern in the long run, because we still haven't laid out and made quite clear what is the strategy for this. We really haven't come up with a combined strategy for what we want to do, other than, hey, we're in a proxy war against Russia, and we can't give up on it. But we have yet to really come together with a catalyst for what is the driving long-term and mid-term strategy for what it is we hope to achieve on that. And before we spend any more money and potentially put American blood at risk, we need to resolve more of that and put it out to the American people.
Well, NATO has, of course, officially invited Sweden and Finland to join, and they both said yes. However, we also have Mr. Zelensky in the Ukraine making the following statement yesterday. He said, and I quote, "Russia could invade a NATO country by next year."
Yeah, and I don't know if it's, I'm sure that we confirm or deny that with NATO intelligence, American intelligence, that's true. But and of course, it's in his interest to play up the Russian threat, because that will continue to get the money and everything else coming his way. And of course, in terms of credibility, I put a lot more in Zelensky's than I do Vladimir Putin. And Vladimir Putin, of course, is going to have to play his allies in Central Asia, because he's playing a losing ball game with the West right now. But the truth is always somewhere in between. I think the truth leans more towards Zelensky, but we got to look out for America and the interest, number one.
Okay, Colonel, I got to let you go. It's a Thursday. We'll talk to you again on Tuesday. I got Bo coming up from National Aviation. You have a great day, and stay low.
Thank you, Captain. I will. As you have a great day.
Yes, thank you. Okay. And we appreciate the Colonel. Go check out the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. And also check out Military Matters. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Lawlessness continues to rule the streets in New York City overnight. A 20-year-old woman pushing a stroller with a 3-month-old baby had her life taken away in the Upper East Side. NYPD Commissioner Keechan Sewell.
Immediately after the shooting, the suspect fled the scene on foot, heading eastbound on East 95th Street. He is described as a male who was last seen wearing a hooded sweatshirt, sweatpants, and black pants, all black. At this time, there are no arrests, and I'm urging anyone who has information that can help us with this investigation to please call us at 1-800-577-TIPS.
Two men are facing smuggling charges resulting in deaths of 53 people in San Antonio's Texas heat. 45-year-old Homero Zamorano Jr. and 28-year-old Christian Martinez will face a jury. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America. All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And before I get to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy, I want to remind everybody that We are going to be talking a lot about the economy today and about how it affects the educational industry around there and all that good stuff. Okay, so there you go. Okay, now Bo's got his microphone all set up there. Okay, good morning, Mr. Bo. How are you?
Good morning.
All right, sorry about that. We had the mic's cord switched around there somehow. I don't know why they did that, but where are we here? Yeah, see what they do. They got it. Okay. Yep. Okay, somebody's been doing something. All right, so everybody is curious. Going to school, going to trade schools, versus going to college. We've heard a lot about this in the last few weeks, especially with the economic conditions,
sure,
that by going to a school like yours, you can come out, hit the ground running, and have a job. Whereas if you go to college, go to get a degree, there's no guarantee you're going to have a job doing anything anywhere.
Well, you know, at National Aviation Academy, we're teaching a very specific skill set. So we only train aviation maintenance technicians, you know, to go out there and repair and inspect and repair aircraft, you know, and there are multiple different parts of that industry that individuals can be in. So, you know, we do something very specific. Skilled labor, skilled trades in this country are a very good thing to have. Are we working okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So,
again, you know, like I've always said, when you're looking into a school, when you're looking into higher education, you know, make sure you're picking something that is going to meet the goal that you ultimately have as an individual, as a student. Trade schools, in my opinion, are very good schools. But all schools have to be looked at and make sure they're going to meet your expectation, make sure they're going to deliver the product that you want to deliver. And, you know, the unique thing about aviation maintenance technician schools in the United States and, you know, National Aviation Academy in particular, that is the only thing we do. We actually, if you hit all the right benchmarks, you meet all the right prerequisites, and you get your Federal Aviation Administration airframe and power plant ratings. Those are certificates that you can hold forever. Those certificates will open a door that will lead you down a career path. So, you know, it's skilled labor is very, very good. You know, any kind of skilled labor is very good. But, you know, schools, aviation maintenance technician schools, roughly 180 of them in the United States, majority of them are inside public institutions. You know, a few of them are private institutions, you know, like National Aviation Academy. But, you know, look into the schools. If you don't know where to go research a school, if you're interested in aviation maintenance training, if you go to the FAA website, so FAA.gov, and there's on the top of the banner, the toolbar, there's going to be something that says training and schools, a header like that. If you click on that, it's going to give you a school finder. You can put your state where you live in, and it'll pop up if there's any schools there, or you can search the entire United States. It'll have the address, phone numbers, everything to all the schools right there. So it'll be able to send you directly to an institution. And when I say directly to an institution, you get the name and phone number and stuff, and then you can go on the internet and actually research. It's not hyperlinked to the internet, so you're not going to pull up the school's information by clicking on anything on the FAA website. But you can go right there, do some research if you're interested in aviation maintenance training. You know, look into the schools, make sure federal student aid is available at majority of these schools. But again, you have to look into it, you have to research it, you have to see what those schools have to offer, and if they're going to meet the expectation that you have out of an education institution.
I've got a question here from Gary, and Gary says, I originally had served in the Air Force and I had been stationed for a while at MacDill Air Force Base. I retired in Alaska, which is where I currently live. I would love to have the opportunity to come back to Florida, learn to become an aviation maintenance technician. I have my experiences in electronics. I did work with aircraft, but I did a lot of electrical work for them. Well, how difficult would it be for me to be able to learn whatever being an aviation maintenance tech would be?
No, it wouldn't be very difficult at all. You know, again, being a veteran, you know, first off, right out the gate, go to the VA website, check on your education benefits, see if you have any benefits still intact, you know, what may be available to you. Do the research of the schools, you know, National Aviation Academy. We do have financial aid representatives available to assist people with any questions they may have. We have admissions reps available to assist with any questions. Again, you can always call and ask for me. I'm always there. You know, people with experience, electrical, mechanical, things like that, you already have a base understanding of troubleshooting, reading schematics, you know, understanding, you know, logic trees and stuff like that. So you already have some transferable skill sets. And the electrical troubleshooting part in the aviation industry is very much something that's in need. You know, electrical is not a subject, or it's not an area where a lot of people are really interested in. A lot of people struggle with it. I know myself. I'm a structures person by trade in the industry, and electrical is something I'm just simply not interested in. But if I had to go back to school to learn one additional skill set that to become specialized in, it would absolutely be that, especially with the modern aircraft out there and all the modern technology. So you definitely have a transferable skill set that would aid you in the industry. Do your research. See what kind of benefits you still have intact. You know, see what school's the right fit for you. And, you know, if you think National Aviation Academy can assist you in any form or fashion, you know, please give us a call. Go to our website, naa.edu. And, you know, you know, make contact with us, and we see if we can assist you with anything.
And, of course, again, folks, NAA.edu on the website, NAA.edu. But the telephone number to call, and this is what I'd like to remind everybody, give them a call and take a tour of one of the campuses. The number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And they can either go take a tour of the Clearwater campus or the Concord, Massachusetts campus right outside Boston, or both.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we you know, come visit us, you know, see what we have to offer. Again, you know, I cannot stress enough, make sure you pick the right education institution that is right for you. It is so very important. You know, it's a huge investment in your future. It's a huge investment of time and money, obviously. You know, so make sure you make a very well thought out decision on any education institution that you go to. You know, National Aviation Academy is one of many aviation maintenance technician schools out there. You know, pick the right one for you. Pick the one that you feel the most comfortable with. Pick the one that you think is going to deliver the best options for you. And, you know, National Aviation Academy, myself, you know, the employees at our institution, you know, we're here just simply to assist and give you information, you know, so you can make a well-thought-out decision.
Right. And, again, folks, I will say the website frequently because that's how you find out about them to begin with. NAA.edu, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu. Go over there first. Everything comes off from that, and then away you go. And if you want to write down the phone number so you have it, it's 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Whoever it is you get, male or female, ask to take the tour.
So the you know, one of the things, you know, that people need to see, a lot of times we're in a position where we can't actually show up and see what's going to be delivered to us. You know, if you have the ability to actually step foot on the campus, actually see what is going on, you know, it really gives you a better understanding of what you're getting into, you know, what you can expect. You know, one of the things that's happening right now in the aviation maintenance technician school world is the regulation is changing. You know, September 21st, the regulation will change. It's going to give the school some more freedom to teach things that the industry says are necessary. So the schools are going to have some more freedom. The Federal Aviation Administration is still going to have oversight of that, but we're going to have more freedom to teach more technology, teach more things that are industry, that the industry needs.
All right, Bo, hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Bo right after we come back, and we pay some of our bills right here. So you take care, and we'll be back, folks. And for those of you that have to leave us, well, we'll see you on the go-around or the turnaround or some kind of round. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Both regime figurehead Biden and little Frenchie have declared the economy is good. Well, tell that up close and personal to the good people of Hossville, Kentucky. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page, bring the original notebook brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. One of the United States' top aluminum manufacturing plants has become yet another casualty of the Biden regime's war against American greatness, where massive cutbacks in the plant's workforce for at least 9 months. The specific reason was an unprecedented rise in energy prices throughout the United States and the world. Century Aluminum in Huntsville, Kentucky will be laying off 628 smelter employees starting August 5th. Manufacturing layoffs are in fact being announced throughout the United States at an alarming rate due to continuing escalating prices of fuel. While Biden's economic policies continue to wreak havoc upon the economy, he refuses to do anything that will stabilize, strengthen, or grow the economy here in America. We the people owe it not only to ourselves but to future generations to unite en masse and repeal the leftist government plots and plans to literally destroy our unique, exceptional nation way of life. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the Ron Edwards American Experience weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific, and to find out where, go to theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Now, Ron Edwards also is sponsored by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. And I just so happen to have a little tumbler right here, American flag and draped, I might add. And I'm going to give this a little sip. Oh, boy. That's good stuff. Okay. Go to theronedwards.com. Take a look at the Constitutional Grounds Coffee display that's right there. Choose the coffee that you might like to have. and you can order it right there, and you'll find out why Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. It's really good, and I mean it's really good. It's not acidic, which is something that's extremely important, because I can't take coffee that's got a bunch of acid in it. And I don't know about you there, Mr. Bell, but what do you think? Wait a minute.
Oh, there we go.
Yep, go ahead.
Can you hear me now? Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
I'm not a huge coffee drinker, but, you know, when we go have breakfast, I do have coffee, and, you know, I would prefer something that's not going to irritate my stomach very much either, so, you know, that would be the best thing for me also.
Okay, now, all of that being said, let's go back to where we were. Of course, National Aviation Academy, the website NAA.edu, is a place that I would suggest to everybody and anybody that's looking to change their career in a sensible manner. That would be the way to do it, because you'll be able to go to a trade school, learn a trade, and come out of there with a job. Now, what's the percentage when they come out of there that comes out with a job in their hand?
So if you go to National Aviation Academy's website, you know, it'll have all of our statistics, all the disclosures we have to put out under our accreditation and our regulations. So you can go there, you can look at it. But, you know, we have a very good placement rate. I don't want to give you the numbers offhand because I'll have them in front of me, so I don't want to mislead anyone. But go to our website, naa.edu. You can click on About. There will be a drop-down menu, and it will be consumer information. You can go right there. You can read all of our statistics. It will link you up to some of the government website stuff that we have to report, and you can see it all right there. So, you know, again, what National Aviation Academy does is we train you in the prerequisites so you can get your airframe and power plant certifications or ratings. You know, again, you have to pass the Federal Aviation Administration's test. There's three parts to that test in order to receive each one of those ratings. But those ratings are going to give you a certificate. That certificate is going to be good forever. You know, it's going to open a door into the industry when it comes to the maintenance, repair, and overhaul, inspection of aircraft and components, and return to service aircraft and components. It's going to give you an opportunity to you know, be in part of an industry. Obviously, we see all the stuff that's going on in the news. You know, the aviation industry is impacted by a labor shortage, just as every other industry is. So there is opportunity there. Do your research. You know, see what schools are available to you. See where the schools are located in the country, depending on where you're at. And, you know, again, National Aviation Academy is here to assist, to educate people on what their best options are. You know, we're really wanting to help people get into the aviation industry. You know, is it coming through National Aviation Academy or going to another school that better suits you and where you're located out in the United States? It's entirely up to you, but we're going to give you the information available so you can make a well-thought-out decision about your future career, about your future prospects, and the future opportunity that aviation has for an individual.
Okay, there's a question here about foreign exchange students. Let's see here. Hope I get the wrong thing. I just saw it come sailing in here. Now I can't seem to find it. But anyway, it was about, do you accept foreign exchange students?
So, yes, we can take foreign students. Obviously, that's a big process that you have to go through. You have to make sure that you know, go through the proper government channels. There's some visa restrictions, some visas that those students have to get. There's different kinds of requirements for a foreign student to come into the United States to receive education and training. So you need to start that process. Again, you can contact National Aviation Academy. If you're a foreign student, we can assist you with the understanding of that process. But there's a lot of legwork that the individual student must do in order to get into the United States to come to an education institution.
Okay, this person would be coming from Israel.
Sure.
Okay.
Foreign students have, there's a lot of stipulations on foreign students. You know, so reach out to National Aviation Academy. You know, reach out to, you know, go online and do some research. Reach out to the U.S. government, but it requires some visa stuff. And, you know, depending on what country you're coming from, it may be easier for you than it is for somebody else coming from a different country. It all depends on the individual themselves and, you know, what the government has in place in order to for entry into the country and things like that.
Okay. And, folks, I am talking to Bo Browning. Bo Browning, of course, from the National Aviation Academy. By the way, I want to tell everybody that this last couple of minutes here, brought to you by our friends down at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down in Sarasota. Remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're 100 degrees steel or two. And unlike the big box stores, they will come offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And by the way, don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And, Bo, if you ever need any shades, that's the best place to go.
Probably ought to look into that. You know, the summer heat down here in Florida right now, you got to keep that heat outside.
Well, yeah, and I just had to replace some of my blinds, because one of the blinds all of a sudden just fell down and I had this gap, and I'm going, no, this isn't going to work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so they came over and they took care of that for me.
Yeah.
Okay, now, let's talk a little bit about out-of-pocket expense for these folks. Now, usually when they get a loan, a student loan, there's enough money covering most of what they have, right?
So depending on the individual student, right? Mm-hmm. The very first step that any student needs to take, you know, obviously veterans have to have their GI Bill benefits, which is an entity in itself. But, you know, for a normal student, what you need to do is you need to fill out a FAFSA. You need to go to the Federal Student Aid website, fill out your FAFSA. It's going to give you some information there that a financial aid representative must need in order to understand what your estimated family contribution may be for you to attend an education institution. Again, you can contact National Aviation Academy. We can assist you with some of that information as far as, you know, the different places that you need to go. But the individual must take that first step, fill out that FAFSA, see what kind of benefits they may or may not rate. And, you know, that is the very first step for a financial aid representative to help you begin the process of seeing what your tuition, out-of-pocket tuition costs may or may not be.
Okay, well, you've got a lot of information out there again today. And we definitely will be back with you in a couple of weeks. So anybody has any questions, you can direct them to 800-659-2080 and ask to speak to Bo Browning. And if you're available, you'll talk to him and answer the questions, right?
Absolutely. Thank you again.
All right, folks. I shall return tonight. Same time. Same channel. Same station. Have yourself a great day. God bless America. And remember, it's all about we the people. I'll see ya.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.